Piglet's scarf. First came the elation, the tears of joy, the return of hope and the echoes of 1970s pop songs. Ever and ever, forever and ever, you'll be the one that shines in me like the morning sun. Ever and ever, forever and ever, my destiny will follow you eternally. Sadly, eternally was not to be as reliable a yardstick as the Greeks had hoped. Like Demas's top of the pop stardom, it was to be followed, perhaps too quickly, by that awkward moment, often seen in musicals when a song has finished and the actors cough and shuffle back to the blandness of normality. It's been a hectic week since the Greek left-wing coalition of Syriza took power. Promises to double the minimum wage took off to a good start when the new president announced an increase from 586 to 751 euros. Not quite double, but a start, one could say. Of course, winning two seats short of an overall majority would inevitably mean compromise. The pact with the centre-right raised more than one activist's eyebrow, but hey, this is politics. Who really expects change, particularly if you've just voted for it? But then came the declaration that Greece will not falter on its EU debt. Some may be jubilant at such news, not I, for the simple reason that the majority of people had just voted precisely on this issue and gave the president, Alexis Tsipras, their backing to do whatever it took to end austerity. Postures, of course, are by their very nature temporary. Postures adopted at election times should come with health warnings, as should the shiny-coated apples in supermarkets or the day-glow sweets administered from street kiosks. Postures, yes, we understand, are starting points. But why concede before even beginning to talk? Precious from the banks, it was said, to restore confidence in a sinking economy since Syriza took office. Hang on, though. Hasn't Greece and almost the whole of Europe been falling under the very same policies? For the last 8 years, what's changed here? Finally, as if things could not get worse, the demise of Demis Roussos came, just as the news leaked that the new cabinet was to be composed entirely of men. Hashtag Sin Mujeres Noi Demokratia. No men in the cabinet. Same as in Hungary, Slovenia, Chipre. Malta has one. Meanwhile, France and Holland have parity. Only Switzerland and Finland have more women cabinet ministers than men. 4 of 28 countries is a sad reflection. Sin mujeres, no hay democracia. Globally, there are 10 heads of state that are women, 15 heads of government. 21% of all elected members of the parliament are women. Sin mujeres, no hay democracia. So what's all this to do with Spain and the price of sliced bread, you may be asking? This is, of course, speaking of Spain with the gazpacho monk. Where are the historical personajes, the recipes and photos of our sunny, schizophrenic Spain? Well, the Greece story gives cause for concern. Of course, parties that do not obtain an overall majority have to pact. Of course, they compromise. This, under the right circumstances, can be a good thing. But no, it's not this that causes my salmorejo to curdle. It's that the people of Greece gave Syriza their confidence and they gave them their voice. President Alexis returned that confidence with his series of promises that so far have not only been unfulfilled, but some would argue betrayed. And so the collective European heads turn to Spain, where the troika nod in unison and point to Greece, salivating, and excitedly claim, see, this is all that comes of your electoral sloganeering. This is what will come to Spain if you vote for the populists. Will this be the fate of Podemos, that of Syriza? Podemos, of course, claims it is different. that it has a different agenda, a different power structure, a different history, and it's not a coalition of left-wing groups, as is Syriza. Yet already the Podemos leadership is toning down its language, muddling issues and interviews to woo the worried middle classes. These are worrying signs, for they show a weakness in resistance and commitment, particularly when polls indicate that the more authentic your voice, the more you can rely on people to listen to your message and to ultimately support you. If Podemos does not heed these early lessons from Greece, then we may end up with the sort of insipid, social, democratic, regurgitated nonsense that has beleaguered Europe this last decade. I'm hoping not, but then again, I'm a hopeful sort of monk. Podemos has promised two true representative democracy to the people of Spain. This means that the party itself has to be answerable to the electorate, not just once every 4 years, but throughout its administration. And of course, for it to be truly democratic, it must be answerable to an informed, energised, engaged and collectivised electorate. This will only come about by participation and fundamental structural change, not from slogans that are easily tradable in the dusty halls of the political elite. Is this representative form of democracy likely to come to Spain? I'd like to think so, but I had hoped for the same in Greece. Perhaps it's all just early days. Perhaps Podemos will stay true. Perhaps Podemos will win an overall majority. Perhaps it will introduce true representative democracy for the first time in history. And perhaps Piglet really does wear a red scarf.